This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:42 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. It is time now for our newly rebranded market wrap. We're calling it Keep in View for the stories and businesses that you will want to keep on your radar. So Sean, the boom in e-commerce during the pandemic has turned courier services into one of the most important sectors in Malaysia, also in the world. Consequently, we're seeing more issues linked to these services, such as the recent J&T workers protest incident, concerns also over the exposure of personal data, among others. And you also have some stories from the news cycle in relation to courier services. What's going on?
Yeah, so the first story is an incident in Penang last week when two men, they disguised as courier company workers, and then they pretended like they were delivering a big package at a house in Jelutong. And at that time, a 30-year-old housewife was at home, and she opened the door only to go through this horrible, horrible experience. The delivery man immediately pointed a knife at her and robbed the woman. Police said the suspects took her gold chain worth 1,200 ringgit and also demanded 50,000 ringgit cash from the victim. And when she said she doesn't have that much money, they became angry and aggressive. They took her three-month-old son as hostage. They gagged his mouth with a small towel and used a duct tape to hold it. And then they put him in a barrel and forced her mother to come out with the cash. She also had a daughter at home, I think 6-year-old or something, but she was fine. And then when the suspects, all this, happened about like 10:30 in the morning when her husband was not at home. And that's around the time you usually get all these parcels coming to your house, right? So it was like very unsuspecting also for her. And when the suspects failed to get the money, they fled. And the victim later frantically searched for, her baby, because she couldn't hear, she didn't know where they hid the baby, and found him in the barrel. Such a horrible experience. And the police are now tracking down the suspects. And I don't know, it's so traumatic to even go through this, right? And in fact, even before this incident, I always worry how easily people, can be exposed when you're coming out to receive, all these delivery parcels, especially you're not living in like a gated and guarded area or, things like that. I don't know how, if you have that kind of fears.
So I always think that it's important to try as best as you can to keep track of the parcels you have. I think that it can be very difficult when you order a lot or when you have a regular order from people. And right. So you're used to getting parcels, and then later on only you go, oh, this was the thing I ordered then. And the other thing is, I think a lot of people also do things like self-pickup from other people's homes.
Right.
Whenever you are selling items, on these sorts of like peer-to-peer services, peer-to-peer platforms, the ones where you're just like, hey, I have a treadmill, but if you want it, come get it. And I always wonder about that, because you're giving someone your address and you don't really know. So,
and sometimes you, let's say that, like, I didn't buy anything in the last 1 month, maybe, I think so. And if suddenly, a delivery van comes in front of my house, even though I didn't buy anything, sometimes I feel like I'm obliged to,
check.
Is it for me? Sometimes people can buy you gifts, this and that. People can send you stuff, right?
Yeah, I think the friends and family sending you items, that's also potentially dangerous.
Yes.
So the next story we have is thankfully not as scary but...
Not as horrifying.
Not as horrifying, yes. I'm still reeling from here, thinking about that poor baby. But this one, it happened in Austin, Texas. Tell us about that, Sean.
Yeah, so two contrasting stories, actually. This one is about strangers who took in a delivery driver for 5 days into their house after she was stranded in the Texas storm, right? And basically, there were a lot of tales about people struggling to survive during the storm. And this is one of the most trending stories, showing that hospitality in Texas is something that people can be proud of now. Basically, the delivery service driver, her name is Chelsea Timmons, and her car basically slid down on that on the icy driveway and hit the client's flower bed in front of the house. And the homeowners turned out to be a really nice couple. They later They checked on a car. It was stuck in the snow, and then they called the tow truck to come. The tow truck also couldn't come because the whole state was paralyzed. She couldn't go anywhere. So they invited Timmons into their house, waited for the tow truck. Nothing happened. So the bad weather, in fact, persisted a lot longer than they actually thought. And 5 days later, Timmons was still living with the couple because of all these unforeseen circumstances. And she said initially she was feeling really awkward, as anybody would, coming into a stranger's home. And then she was just sitting with her mask on in the kitchen initially. And then it was also Valentine's Day as well. So the couple were planning to, have dinner and all that. So she was just sitting there like a lamppost. So they made steak and some nice food for her as well. So she basically joined the Valentine's Day dinner with them. And then their dogs also warmed up to her and then spent time with her snuggling on her bed in the guest room. Every time Timmons suggested leaving to get a hotel room somewhere, the couple got worried about her safety, what she's going to do if this happens, that happens, and then her car was stuck here. So they insisted her that she should stay. And during her stay, Timmons also, she also helped the couple in preparing meals because she can bake and all these things. So she also made like this coconut cake to thank the couple. And they said they were definitely the beneficiaries of her baking. And basically all this thing came out after internet was restored. She shared all the photos. So the dogs all on the bed, like snuggling with her, the coconut cake, it looked really nice. And she expressed her gratitude, saying the couple were willing to let a complete stranger who simply came to deliver a parcel to let, by letting her into their home in the midst of a pandemic, it's so difficult to let a stranger into your house during the pandemic in the midst of a storm as well with no hesitation. So that's a feel-good story regarding career services.
You never really know what you're going to get. That was, of course, Sean Tanis of our news desk. Sean, thank you very much. It's a bit difficult on this one. Let us know your thoughts. I mean, have you ever had safety concerns around the fact that we all have so many couriers and delivery persons coming right up to our door in some instances? How are you keeping yourself safe in this instance? On the other hand, have you also seen these sorts of acts of kindness? Call us with your thoughts, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.